Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just do light. The white one.
That's weird, though. Just a white light.
That's kind of... I got that tape behind the TV.
Yeah.
The white light. We got an orgy. Oh, that's kind of trippy. There we go.
Man.
All right. What we got?
What you got, man?
You come. You got to talk kind of low, too, because sometimes we do be doing that.
It's all ambient. That's a little too dark,
right?
I think.
You all right? You got it?
I think
you'll be okay.
You're breathing like you're like ready to. If you're going to spew in this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, we're real close.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, a little.
Who am I?
There we go.
All
right. Now we're close. But.
Yeah.
Get over there. All right, we're good.
Now we're real far away.
Get down.
Got to get up and get down.
Yeah. Doctor said I needed a backiotomy.
Oh, my neck.
Oh, guys.
My back.
What a time we've had. You can crap your pants.
I almost did yesterday.
I did that last week.
On a public stage in front of the whole world to see.
Dude, there was somebody last night at the bar that farted, like, at the bar, and it was a fucking clusterfuck of people, and it smelled so bad. Like, I was standing there, and I caught a whiff of it. It, like, approached me.
Did it want to shake your hand?
It wanted to shake my hand. Hey, I'm here. I'm like, oh my God.
My name's Savage.
Oh.
And then I looked around to see who farted, and it was nothing but chicks. I'm like, yep, chick farts do smell way worse.
Maybe do it.
Call us queefs.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, episode 601. Got
Woo.
Big Chun.
Woo.
Danny Webb.
What up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
I play real sports. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising. Kenny Powers! Eastbound and down!
Yes.
Yep. I watched Land of the Lost today.
Fucking love Kenny Powers.
Crystal, you ought to sit on this. Remember that? Ain't that her name, Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Sit on this. They found a little crystal.
Heather or something.
You mean it's vibrating?
Yeah.
He's like, you ought to sit on this. Like, oh, that's fucking dirty. What the hell y'all doing? All right, Disney. I mean, why not? Y'all be groping.
Underrated.
Shit like that anyway.
Underrated.
It is definitely underrated.
Chorizo tacos or Land of the Lost?
No, that's what they said. That's what that
chorizo
little
hair. Chorizo tacos!
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. What's up, guys?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Good rant.
Yeah.
Kenny Powers.
Danny McBride just plays himself.
Doing it up. Don't play.
One of the best baseball players of all time.
Yeah.
It's on Max. If you never saw that, what are you doing? Maybe the funniest series ever. Up there with Chappelle.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
You think there's any possible way that the current administration sends that man anywhere without a diaper now?
I think he was just trying to find his seat that wasn't there.
Is that what you believe?
So
he wasn't shitting himself.
I must have missed something. Did he shit himself?
He may have.
It looked like, he had a busy day the other day, dude.
He looked like a toddler. Like, you know how they kind of grimace and squat?
Uh-huh.
And then come back up?
That's what I was doing, man. Only Al got it.
Trying to figure it out. Where is it at?
Well, he was reaching back, like... No,
so where's my seat? I ain't got one.
But what killed? What killed me?
His wife's like, stand your ass up.
Yeah. Cover your face. You see the vets behind him, and they were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And they look. Was 80th anniversary of D-Day?
Yeah, Normandy. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and say.
So it was the veterans. Were they 100?
God, if there's yeah. There were some there still alive.
So they're like, what's up with
geriatric
this dude?
Dudes? Older than him is like, this man's up there shitting himself.
That's what I'm saying. They knew what was going on. They had been there.
Yeah, they're like, I know that look.
I see it.
I don't want to be political on here, but I felt bad for that dude. Like, yo, this dude needs to be at home in Delaware with a caretaker just enjoying his last days. Last years, hopefully.
Give him a rocking chair and a blanket?
Yeah. Put on... Perry Mason, whatever, ice cream, chalky chip. Let's go. Y'all putting the dude up there, man. That's sorry. You see him when he got out of the SUV? He was lost. That dude flew over the pond to France, and he got out of the SUV and didn't have a clue what was happening.
Probably his clone, man.
He's like, where's Mario and Luigi?
Oh, he's like, where in the hell am I there?
Just come over here. Come
I've
on.
Had
come
that on. Instance happen so many times.
Just come over here. Don't shit yourself.
Get somewhere and be like, where the fuck am I?
I've seen it. I've seen him do that before.
In the bar sometime. Yeah. I'd be like,
what? Like, you work here. Step you out work
of the
here.
Yeah, step out of the bathroom and be like,
you're at work.
You know what I'm saying? That's cruel, man. I don't care if you're Biden supporter or what. That's an old man. He's a different old. They make that dude fly all the way over there. He too old for that. That was too much for him that day.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, if...
Shame on you, Jill. Shame on you.
Shame.
You know what? They met when she was a babysitter. She needed to end it with her being a babysitter.
There you go. Then I walked up and was like, you're at work. You're at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mercy. How was the weekend? Now that summer is heating up. What y'all been up to?
Y'all see the shark attack that happened this weekend?
I heard about it, yeah.
Down in Florida? Oh, we didn't see it, you know, because we're in Mississippi, so. But, yeah, we had some shark attacks down in, Panama and Destin. And,
yeah.
Like, hundreds of sharks. That's wild.
Well, yeah. Stay out of the ocean. That's their living room.
Hammerheads and shit, barely.
Hammerheads.
The older I get, the less I'm going in.
But there was an actual attack. I saw blood in the water.
Oh,
man. It was wild, yeah.
May you live in interesting times, I guess.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to the beach. Fuck that.
Dude, I love the beach.
That's the whole thing. I think
you're getting in that water?
Hell yeah.
You getting in that water head high?
I get in there over my head, man.
You in their living room.
Yeah, I'm out there with them. I understand, though, that I'm out there with them.
I don't even, shark attack. And they're like, do they put down the shark if they catch it? Oh, he's got a taste of blood now. We got to put it away.
No, it's not like a dog.
That dude, you broke into his house.
Yeah,
he's
was
like, get out. He's being a shark.
Yeah, he's just protecting his territory.
He's like, hey.
You know, like Grizzly Man. The documentary Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
The bear eats him.
Yeah.
They put the bear down. I'm like, that dude's being a bear. Why you put him down? He's got the taste of blood now. I'm like, he's just being a bear. He went out there talking about, let's be buddies. Come on. Tickle, tickle.
Didn't like that too much.
No tickling.
Don't tickle me, bitch.
There's just to reflect back on the past episode, there is a documentary out about the old Jasper, Alabama Mall.
Yeah. It's not all that good. It's interesting to me because I've been in that mall.
We've all been, right?
Yeah. Hey. It's been years since I've been up there. Yeah. It's
been quite a minute. But.
I couldn't believe it was still open.
I'll probably go back. In a couple weeks, maybe next weekend, I'll make a little video. Yeah. There's even more stores closed down since the document. This is just like COVID times, I think, or when it's 1920-ish when they made it.
When you go, you have to eat at Garfield's, though.
I know. I thought about, like, at least buy a beverage.
Yeah, with a cup that says Garfield's. Yeah.
Get you some crayons and...
Sit down and just have you some fish sticks.
Fried mushrooms.
I got to find the guy that's like the the dude that pretty much runs the damn mall, but he's like a custodian.
Huh.
He wears camouflage pants. He's Tiger King-ish. He was a big cat exotic guy.
That's cool.
But they took him all away from him. He's like, it ain't even worth trying anymore.
Nope.
Sometimes he has an Australian accent. Sometimes he don't.
Is this real?
This is real.
I don't know this, but yeah.
What a fun gag to mess up.
They have a haircut place in there. I think it's still open since the documentary. I went in a couple weeks ago.
Is that where you get your haircut?
Nah, come on, damn hair and bald. But it comes on, and this girl's getting up. You know, like if you got owl hair, you pull it up, and you want to get it shaved up under there? This girl gets her hair shaved up under there, and you can tell there's like high school friends or something, the girl's shaving it. She wants an arch. That bitch is like that. She's like, is it straight? The girl that did it's like, yep, it's pretty straight. And they kind of make fun of it. They show the back of it when they like get up and walk away. That was one of the funny ones. Oh, there's a young teenage boy that wants a job at the Cato, one of those clothing stores. But the dude, old exotic guy with camo pants, is like, we'll have you doing all sorts of things. You may be at 3 or 4 different stores. Mainly, though, you'd be like emptying the trash out, cleaning the bathroom. Which, by the way, somebody's shitting the floor there is more common than you think. You have to do that. It starts off about $8 an hour.
Hey.
Dude, he's like, sign me up. I'm ready to clean some human feces. Let's go.
Let's do this.
For $8 an hour.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Hey, homie, you can go work at a snow biz or something.
Shit.
Like, come on.
I'd go like clean out porta-johns. Them motherfuckers make bank.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of money in porta-johns.
Yeah.
We have them.
Yeah.
I mean, for like contract workers and stuff. Shout out to the porta-john people.
Porta-john, making bank.
I mean, John, you're portable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
I'm pretty much portable.
That should be your nickname. That's your handle.
Porta-john.
No, I don't portable like that John at all. I don't like that.
Yeah, not going to do that.
Yeah, let's not do that, guys. That that hurts. That's because people
poop. Didn't mean to bring that up.
People
sorry
shit in me, and I don't like it.
It's because you're full of shit.
Yeah, I'm full of shit, and I stink. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, asshole.
Yeah, you're welcome. Number love.
At least I'm not a port-a-john at the end of a music festival.
Oh, God, no.
Oh,
that's just horrible.
Let's talk 99.
Oh. Our Bonnaroo.
Yeah, Bonnaroo is worse.
Yeah, fucking
veggie. Those veggie burritos.
How long did you go?
Fucking bomb.
Did you stay all the way through?
Hell yeah, man.
See, I usually left Monday morning.
Really?
Well, yeah, I guess I stayed all the way through. It was Thursday through Monday.
Yep, Thursday through Monday. I never went to the Thursday show. I was up there. I was procuring my
Thursday show was one of my funnest the second year, dude. Management, MGMT is what I called them. Mm-hmm. And, my God, face melted off. The sword.
I've seen them.
I remember Megan's like, I can't see. I was like, get on my shoulders. She's like, no. There's your chance. You know the sword?
I do.
It was their first album, I guess. It's about the only good one.
Yeah.
I think they played at the Princess.
That would be amazing.
Like when?
In like 12 or 11? Something like that?
Are you sure, dude? I saw him at Bunneroon 08.
We can figure this out. There's a website made just for that.
True, there is.
You've been to this website?
Yes, I have.
Princess website?
No.
Oh.
No, there's...
Website of bands?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
But 2012, that might be a little bit before its time.
And maybe even before then, maybe even 10.
I wonder if
they fell off, huh?
Yeah, I think they had fallen off. Yeah,
apparently.
You know,
well, that was the year that, like, 9 Point and everybody was playing at the Princess.
Tight. Their peak. Princess peak!
Remember, Flawless was to be there and they didn't show up.
Yeah, Blind Melon played there.
Kitty was there.
Kitty was there.
Did Blind Melon replace her singer?
No.
Didn't that dude die? Like a long time ago?
Yeah.
I thought they played there like early days.
Early days.
Yeah, like way before.
Before they moved to California. Yeah.
Like, yeah. What was Princess Theater like then?
I bet it was fucking fun.
Badass.
And imagine packing up that theater for a show.
It's a big ass damn place.
Imagine if you're from Colorado listening to this. Like, I don't give a shit.
Who gives a fuck?
Thanks to the people.
What is this place?
Imagine sitting in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
What
the Jasper hell? Mall.
Jasper Mall. Shit. What the fuck?
Which, by the way, those directors is two guys. What's your contact information? I want you to make a sequel. It's called Lee Mall. That's worse than that mall. That's probably got way crazier people. Way better documentary. Follow this place for, I think they did the documentary for a year.
They had one concrete company come and bust their concrete up they put down.
You do Lee Mall 1 year documentary? I bet there's some crazy shit in that.
You will meet all walks of life.
There'll be an American Deli fight. There will be a drunk Santa.
Yeah.
Santa.
I wish y'all could have seen the Santa I seen 1 year. Baggy clothes, dirty gray beard.
Do you think Bad Santa influenced that?
Like,
Santas were influenced.
He looked like
He looked like the end of the House of Thousand Corpses, where the girl's in the tunnel and meets that bunny man. Except replaced the bunny outfit with a Santa suit. That's what he looked like. I swear I almost took my picture with him. Like, I will pay you money to take my picture with this sketchy looking Santa. I'm scared I may get hepatitis.
I will sit in your lap though.
Ow, what was that? A needle? You damn heroin addict, Santa?
I remember when I was young, dude, I used to think we could go to like a bigger place and see the real Santa Claus.
The real one, yeah. If you went to the big city, yeah.
Yeah, go to University Mall.
Like, there's Chris. Hey, Chris.
Chris Kringle.
Yeah.
Chris Kringle.
Hey, Chris. I know Chris by first name.
Let me write him a letter.
Yeah. Got his address and everything. Shit. North Pole.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Right there. The top, the tippity top.
Feel better with the thing.
Well, speaking of like nostalgia and shit though, what about this Eminem popping out with some damn Slim Shady?
I kind of missed that.
That was fucking awesome. Abracadabra. Oh my god.
I'm gonna reach out and grab
it. I haven't heard it.
Oh my god.
It's kind of like old school first single Eminem. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Goofy.
Goofy? It's nice.
No, it's like, it's awesome.
They
pull it
Houdini
out.
Houdini is what it's called.
Yeah.
You had a lot of guest appearances in the music.
It's like if Slim Shady come back today, and what would he think about society and shit? So it's a fucking diss track about society.
I'm with that.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. I was like, I heard it and I was like, oh my god. It's great.
I've listened to it about 25 times.
Oh, yeah. I've had it on repeat for about an hour.
Better watch out. It'll be your top song next year.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Top song? Nah.
Never know.
It's got a button on the front.
I've been liking this AWOL Nation.
What? They're real again?
Like who?
They've done something?
Dude, they're putting out bangers. I'm like, damn.
Sell.
Shit don't even sound like that.
That was a badass song.
It was a good song.
That motherfucker banged.
Dude, baby, I got ADHD. My brothers played football for the Winfield Pirates. I'm like, please play. Why ain't y'all taking this opportunity to play AWOL Nation? And it was like a thing then. I'm like, golly, I wish I could be the sound guy. I'll be the sound guy for a random high school. I always wanted to do when the visiting team runs through their little bouncy house or paper mache.
Yeah, and play whatever the fuck.
Girls just wanna have fun. Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah,
they probably.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah, you know when the
I am a girl.
that used to be a thing, man. I remember, like, man, Dad used to tell me stories of like the '80s were like. You would remember like a high school stadium, not so much if the team was good or bad, but just how good of a time you had because the announcer was just going nuts.
Yeah.
They'd be like half drunk and
yeah. Like, and class. Totally offensive to the away team.
Everybody, yeah.
Like, so it's 47 or whatever. He just tackles.
I got kicked out. I'm banned from the press box at South Lamar.
What?
What did you do?
Is that real?
I announced a junior high game in high school.
What did you do?
They was playing Soligent junior high. And Soligent was beating the brakes off of South Lamar. And I'd be like, touchdown, Blue Devils!
It's like, yep, all for the opposing team.
It was like a 3rd and 34 for South Lamar. And I was like, yeah, we got about a 3rd and half a mile coming up here. Let's see what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, I bet the parents loved you.
Some of them liked it, some of them didn't. My mom was a waitress at the One Stop when they had a restaurant, and everybody left the game. And then, you know, you got appetite. And they was like, your son, that press box was disrespectful tonight. And some of them like, your son, he funny. And it was Coach Brock was on the one of the coaches. I said that 3rd and a half a mile. He just turned around, looked up the press box. He's like, cut it out.
He's like, stop.
Cut it out. Just
stop it. Stop it now.
Y'all know this, but there's this old legend named Sawdust. He was up there. He was the head announcer. He was like, just say whatever you want. He was over slapping his leg. Yeah, you're pretty good.
Oh, I was like, that was a good little bar there. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. Man.
Wow.
That's a good story.
Yeah. I think I'd pay to have you announce like a...
I'm sure it don't hold up. I'm sure there's not like a picture of me or like I wrote a bad check at a business establishment. It's like, did I take check? I'm sure it got dropped.
It's back before.
But there was a time.
Back before the internet.
I had my face on the hotel. At
tight. I want that. Good for you, man.
It was expensive.
Expensive? I don't know that. I just want to be banned from like a chain.
You remember that Beach Club Inn? That Corey Smith guy, he had a song about it. Now I'm drunk again at the Beach Club, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Remember Club Avila? That was the shit.
Okay. Well, it wasn't very far from there, but it was a shithole.
That's the chateau, they call that.
Yeah, the chateau.
By the way, it's no longer. It's done changed.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Dude, if you went now, you would like.
You're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah. Chateau
no
the
purple
same
haze across the way or nothing?
Right.
That's where I got my ear pierced.
But, for whatever reason, man, I brought a bucket of baseballs in our room, the bedroom I was in. Like, dude, you could tell what was going on in this place. But everything was mirrors. The walls were mirrors. The ceiling was a mirror. And I was like,
and the balls were their money. And the mirrors are on the ceiling.
You're in that freaky room.
And I was like,
there's an old man in the corner.
Watching me whack off.
Yeah, two-way mirror.
But I took one of those baseballs on the first day of night, and we was playing catch, and I just...
In a room.
Full of freaking mirrors. Yeah.
Geniuses, dude.
Let me see. Let's paint this pretty picture now. Yeah, you playing catch? Does this involve baseball gloves? Or are we just tossing the old ball around?
Bare hands, dude.
No, I thought we was like warming up.
No. No, we're doing that. And I smoked one to him, and it got right by him, and it hit one of the walls, and it just shattered.
I broke one of your freaky mirrors.
Went up to the front desk. Was like, you know where they say don't throw rocks in a glass house? Well,
baseballs shouldn't throw those either.
He didn't say anything about baseballs.
We were there 3 days and 4 nights. We kept room service out, and the morning we were supposed to check out, we had already took everything out like 4 in the morning. Everything's ready. So all we gotta do is one of us has gotta just lay the card down on the desk, sign out, and we're boating.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I was the guy elected to go to turn the key in, sign out, which it was in, I think if I remember right, it was in my name. What is it?
Go ahead.
I thought I heard something.
And the cleaning lady got back to the main office before I did. And she was...
Don't let him leave.
Yep. Yeah. Don't let him leave.
Like, yeah.
Don't.
And he cannot go. The hotel manager was running the counter, and he's like, "What happened?" And I was like, "Let's go look at it.
Let's just go see."
I got too freaky.
And when I told him the story, and like we had spent like a little bit at a time, like cleaning it, then the whole room was just like glass. You could walk in that thing with like
it like shattered the whole mirror.
Yeah,
not just
like a picture,
the whole wall,
dude, a wall,
gone,
a wall,
tight.
Wow,
it was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. So what they make
we were local heroes for a couple of days.
Did your posse cover that?
No, it did not.
How much did that glass wind up costing you?
I think that he charged, I think like $2,500.
God, wow, dang.
That's a big ass.
You
mirror,
had to buy the cocaine for the mirror too.
Yeah, right. Said, I've been like 7 years of bad luck.
He said, "Lucky for you, like we were about to take the mirrors down." I was like, "Well, I did you a favor."
Well, I just started the construction. Come on, shit.
Yeah. And then picture taken, and it was put behind the wall.
Like, no, not here, no more.
Yeah. You never come here again.
Yeah, it was that.
Hurry up and buy.
It reminds me of like my fucking like senior trip going down to down Panama City. I encountered like the cops 5 times. The first day, like I was the one who was driving. I'm the driver, of course, and I've got everybody in the back of my damn 94 Ford Explorer. I'm just cruising, just going.
I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, it was like my first vehicle.
Yeah,
and
that's just about to say. It was my first DUI.
No, that was later on in life, but yeah, I remember going down. I can't remember because going down to Panama City from Alabama. It was like there's like. In Alabama, they've got, like, fucking all these fucking weird-ass fucking, like, it's 55, 35, 25, 65, 75, 36. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway, I get pulled over, and cop comes up. I got somebody in the back. Damn, no telling what the fuck he's got on him anyway, but he just, he comes
up to me. Who was
it? Somebody.
Three, two, one.
And now he was like, yeah, I caught you going 65 back there in the 55. I was like, he was like, I must not have seen that. He said, well, did you see the 45, the 35, and the 25 as well? I was like, God damn. Nope, didn't see it. He's like, where are y'all headed? I was like, we're on our senior trip. And he was like, oh, okay. So he took my driver's license and everything and went back. He was cool as shit. He come back. He goes, all right, y'all have a good time. I was like, all right. So I went 65 through a 25, 35, 45, and a 55. And he just let me go. I was like, all right.
He could have gave you 5 tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So later on that night, we're riding the strip and shit. And we had the damn back hatch open and shit. And everybody's acting crazy, of course, Of course, we get pulled over on the damn strip. Like, what the fuck?
Show me your titties!
Dude, let me go there. All right. Yeah. And then later on, I wasn't even in the fucking room, and then all of a sudden I come back to the. As soon as I get back in the room, all of a sudden the cops come up. I'm like, "What the fuck's going on here? Like, why the hell?" And them cops coming
strippers.
In.
Strippers.
I know we were underage, of course. Had all kind of beer and shit, and they were pouring all our beer out and taking all our butts and whatnot. Whatever might have happened, it was just kind of weird. It was
everybody down here doing this, sir?
I mean, I was like, "What the hell?" It's like the whole first fucking night was just. Nothing but damn, like, and then we went out to the fucking beach, and they fucking come out to the beach. I was like, what the fuck?
Because they was watching your ass.
Yeah, I was like, well. And then, that's crazy too. We were there, like, for a week. The next day, from there on out, didn't see another damn one. Every fucking encounter was that first fucking day, or like, and we still, like, we, like, got out every fucking time. We were like, what the fuck? All right, cool. We're out, so. But anyway, that was my experience that I can remember.
What about you,
one
Jonathan?
Of the 17?
I never went to Panama City.
Loser. Nah.
Yeah.
You go to the PC, you can go see
I bought weed from the hood. I went way back from PCB.
Hell yeah.
I got PCB stories for days. Do y'all remember Miracle Strip?
Miracle Strip?
I remember Miracle Whip.
It was a It was a miniature theme park. They had one wooden roller coaster, then the rest of it was like carnival rides.
Oh, yeah. It was like, about halfway down the strip. Yeah.
And if I remember right, I think I think the roller coaster was called like the Woody. I mean, it was a wooden roller coaster.
It wasn't spectacular.
They have a nice go-kart track that
was layered. But first time I went to Panama City, dude, I probably was 8 or 9 years old, and like we got checked in, went out to eat.
Damn,
and then
my one from when he was 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. My dad took me because he used to go.
I was
like
at least driving age.
And he was like,
there.
"You'll really enjoy this." He was like, "And I don't think it's gonna be around," and he was right because it was like I think that thing that would have probably been like 98, 99, and then like next time I was down there on spring break. I was telling everybody on the way down there. I was like,
"This place is so fucking cool."
Yeah, and we got there, and we go by there, and I was like,
"Too late." It was cool.
Well, yeah. Whoops. Sorry.
Like, well, I'll tell you some stories.
Yeah, but yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I did 4 spring breaks, a senior trip, 2 senior trips, and went there 2 or 3 times as a kid. Hey, that used to be the spot, man, for us. Oh, yeah.
How many times I go? I went senior trip. Another trip with y'all.
Yeah, you went with us like fucking one time.
I thought you was going to pull up something I couldn't remember.
I think I went like 6
I
times.
Went 1 year with Anna Prater and Jace and more people I didn't even know. And me and homeboy is riding back, coming home. We get to the Gump, where the state capitol is. We pull up a random gas. We already been talking about, man, I wish we had some weed. This trip home would go by so much more faster. Oh, homeboy gets out of the truck at the gas station. The dude's like, "Y'all looking for some green?" He's like, holler at him in the truck. I was like, "Yeah, man, what's up? Let me get 10. He's like, "I ain't got it. You gonna have to take me over there. It's just right over here. You know, it's just a couple blocks." We drove down halfway across the Gump. This of it sitting on the back of the truck and on the tailgate, like
swinging his legs.
On the side, ass on the side of the bed of the truck. Like sitting like he could fall back and be in highway. We went by the state capitol building. Hey, dude, it's just right down here. We went in these apartments, and I think this is the first Toyota Tacoma to ever ride through those apartments. They were like 10-year-old kids on bicycles, mean mugging. White boys up in this motherfucker, I'm going to kill them. But the damn Debo came out. He's like, "Yeah, those are green." I like, "Yep." He's like, "Open your hand." I'm going to drop the nug in there. It lasted 3 days.
Nice.
And you know what?
Spread it on out.
That trip was a lot more fun on the way back. After that,
had to go through that though.
I had my money in my sock, just in case.
We had a ride home like that one time. It was me and Kyle, and
he said Kyle.
I do suck at saying that, don't I?
You almost sound like me.
Kyle. Yeah.
All
right, Kyle. I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Before you said some freaky shit.
Me and Kyle were in Panama City and he shoved his finger in my butthole.
Kyle, crazy.
I didn't even think about that. But the morning we checked out of the hotel, we pulled into just a random parking lot, you know, just across the street from the beach. And I sat out there in the driver's seat with the truck turned off and just like puking my guts up. Hung over. I mean, we had just gone hard, right? And he was like, "You gonna be able to make it back to Alabama?" And I was like, "We're gonna find out."
We gonna see.
And he started going through his bag, dude, and he pulled out a sack, and it was like that. That's in it. Like we were fine after that.
Yeah, shit cures common cold, whatever, man.
Yeah, it cures what ails you.
BC powder.
No.
Yeah.
It's like the best BC powder.
It is a miracle drug.
So,
give it up for Club La Vila, though.
Never went.
You never went?
Never been?
Never been?
I had a buddy that played there in a band, like, one time. We went down for fucking, like, 4th of July. And we pretty much went down just to see him. They were playing at Club Avila like three nights in a row. Put us on the damn fucking VIP list. So we were like, walk up. We were like, yeah, so you're on the list, just walk up. I was like, this fucking line going like way the fuck up. I'm talking like way back. Yeah. We just walked down the middle of the fucking, in between two lines. Go up to the thing. He's like, yeah, we're on the list. Give him the name. They're like, all right, cool, go in. I was like, fucking right. I was like, we got in there. It was like, what, nothing. It was like VIP. They had like a damn 50 Shades of Grey party going on, too. They had a basement.
50 Shades
of Grey. And that's what it was down there. They had fucking like whips and chains and hang up. Yeah, it was like in 2000.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
It was like
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, it was like 2012, something like that.
You're just describing your freaky room.
That's when it was. Yeah. That's what it was. But it was fun. It was fun as shit, though. But yeah. Of course, they have like 50 other fucking other bars and clubs inside that one damn club. So it was kind of.
I know this friend.
Huh?
I know this friend you had that played this band.
Probably not. No.
I'm not at the cool table.
Yeah.
That's how I felt at the Sunstroke House. I was like, come on up. Get out of my way, peasants. I don't have to pay $15.
Shit, Club Avila was like $50 a head. I was like,
oh, what the hell? Y'all motherfuckers killing me.
Minions.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
This all right. Alan, that guy is so fucking hot right now.
And so I literally kind of feel like that, and it's just the Sunstroke House. Go on. Clear the way.
Two people waiting in line.
I can't even do it. Can't even
skanks.
Do it. Get out of my way.
Well, that place, the first time I went, it's like, dude, I feel like I'm in the Illuminati or something.
It does kind of seem like that when you go to that first time. It's like your first
time. Eyes wide shut shit going on here, bro.
Like, wait a minute, is this somebody's living room? What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I saw a fireplace behind you?
There ain't no fucking TV in here. What?
The first one I went to is Erica Winterstrom. I knew for like years from, well, what's the band?
Heartless Bastards.
Yeah, Heartless Bastards. I showed Alan. I couldn't even remember the name. Yeah, Friday Night Lights. Well, I saw him on Austin City Limits before there. So I see him at this woman's house in the living room in Columbus, Mississippi. And I'm like, this is some Illuminati shit here. I made it.
Hell yeah.
I think he walked around that night and told like a couple people that.
Yeah, I don't care.
He walked around going.
Yeah. Have they told you the secret handshake yet?
It's like, hold up.
I'll show you.
You're right. Let me see your eyeball.
I have those masks with on the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I don't know.
Well.
I didn't ever really think about it like rude. It's kind of weird how I walk through crowds, though.
Like, ah!
Part like
out of my way.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Out of my way.
Remember last time we was at Bill Street Music Festival and like it was me and Sid and I think a couple friends of ours from Mobile and like we had left the couple behind and like they freaking out calling. I was like, man, y'all just plow through people. Like y'all ain't polite about nothing. Like y'all make paths.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Yeah,
I was like, hey,
you got, that's what you got to do.
We're walking. We're walking in a sea of people who are drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You just gotta go.
You gotta go. You can't go. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, you'd be so fucking tired saying excuse me.
Just move them. They're like cattle. Just
do that at Bonnaroo.
What's that?
Like you want to see a band at Bonnaroo
and
main stage.
Get up there.
Me and Troll. We was with Chase, Megan, Stephanie. I forgot the other girl's name. And Troll's like, dude, I'm finna go up there.
Yeah.
We done seen Raconteurs, Chris Rock. Shit. It's Metallica time. He's like, man, I'm finna go up there. Chase's like, you can't go up there. He's like, bullshit. Like, watch this. And I followed him. And then next thing we know, me and Troll waving. Hey, we're up here.
Just gotta go. I mean, that's how it goes.
Yeah, it was easy. We just walked.
Oh, yeah. Well, just go. I mean, like, excuse me. You can play that every now and then, but.
When I went to Bonnaroo, it was one of the last years, like, widespread panic play.
Oh, you're talking about real hippie.
Yeah, I went to hippie dippy, dum dum, druggy Bonnaroo.
Yeah, before it was like people that ruined it, like me.
Yeah, so it was all cool. You're like, hey, do you mind if I slide up here? I really like this band. They're like, yeah, man. You know, it was all cool.
Whatever, man.
Everybody was like, yeah, man. Do you have any drugs?
Let me steal your aura.
Then here I come.
Let me suck on your soul.
I'll trade you my shirt for a grilled cheese sandwich.
They got a freaky room.
Then here comes my crowd. Get the fuck out of the way, bitch.
See, I have been...
part like the sea. Get out of the way.
Yeah, girl's titties painted like flowers.
Yeah. Get some honeysuckle.
I had long hair, dude. That's kind of hippie-ish. That's hippie as I was.
They had I went to this show in California, and they had, like, there were certain levels of the line. Like, there was the back of the line where you were just standing there waiting.
It's like trying to get into a theme park.
And then there was one row of security to make sure, you know, like to get your ID. After you get through there, there was another row of security that checked bags. Yeah. So there's people like in the line in California, like fucking just railing coke
until they get to the
point. Like, I'm like, God damn.
Pass that over here. Yeah. I can help.
And dude,
it smell like?
They didn't even care about weed even in California back then. So, you know, everybody's just smoking weed everywhere. And God, there's so many like drug dogs and cops.
When did you go?
2010.
What part of California?
Southern, like San Bernardino.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
If you go now, you can still like $900. Ain't
that
crap?
That was 14 years ago, dude.
14 years ago, man. Yeah.
What a perspective on that. It probably feels like yesterday.
2010.
Oh, dude. No, it feels exactly like it was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Because Zoe's 15. She was one.
How old were you 14 years ago, Al? Golly, I've known you that long. Gosh.
I was 19.
I was already
out with you when you was 19.
I was already working. I had like a real job. I was working at Metso.
I was keeping it real, dude.
Because that's when Auburn won the national championship with Cam Newton, 2010.
Yeah, yeah.
We was I was going up to your house playing beer pong, playing presidents and assholes with minors. How old was I? I mean, I was like 26, 7 or something. Hell, I made it like I was them getting my Epstein on.
Yeah, I bet you did. Did you have a mustache back then, man?
Mm. No, I had. You know what I really did actually have? I had the little goatee with no mustache.
So the original pedo stash, the under.
No, the more like, I'm a rocker, but not really. That's what it makes me think of.
That was back
just
when.
Just a little.
I tell you, it feels like a long time, but that was back when, like, that was way before sport leisure, dude. That was before you revamped your style or whatever.
Oh, sports league, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's how long ago.
I was probably wearing jeans and button-down shirts.
Yeah.
God, I bet that was uncomfortable for you.
I didn't think of it. I didn't discover athleisure yet.
Ah, athleisure?
Yeah.
That's... that's a good... I like that.
Athleisure? That's what I think is really called.
I don't doubt it.
That's the thing. I mean, you see how those your comedians dressed.
Athleisure.
That's for Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are they doing now? Yeah. Took your style from 2010. Shit.
We was probably the only ones up in Munson like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty optimal when you think about it. Going to something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
just look like you're a damn high school soccer coach. I mean, why not?
I've been called coach multiple times, dude.
Have you?
I bet.
2 weeks ago, before this show, I went over to my grandma's for family eating day. My cousin's like, you look like a high school football coach. I've had little kids hang out windows when I was like walking in Dollar General Reform, like, Mister, are you a baseball coach? I'm like, no, I'm going to work as a failure.
Why get that far? Like, no, I hate kids.
Walked in the gate. I swear, that same day.
Trying to talk to me about legacy?
That same day, I went to the Shell station. I walk in. You know, they can't keep no cashiers or whatever. Clerk. It was a dude. He's like, who won the game? It's like, I don't know.
I'm
going to work.
What game are you talking about?
Should have made something up.
Yeah.
Well, we
mid-high football.
Like, Savannah Bananas.
Where's that from? Midnight Football Rules. It was on Incubus DVD or something. I always remember.
Yeah, probably.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Either way.
I think that's the... Is that the live MTV Live when that happens?
Maybe it was like Incubus Volume 1 or something like that.
I remember that now. I was trying to... Because I remember that. It's burnt the way it's said. It's burnt my mind.
Do you ever hear them in Walmart?
Ever hear
they were
Walmart
playing some jams
that,
today.
Yeah. That freaks me out, dude. Hearing like Incubus and Nirvana and
Oasis was playing today.
Man, I listened to the fucking Oasis album the other day. I was like just getting nostalgic and shit.
Yeah.
Good Morning, Morning Glory.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Their best album.
Definitely. It's like every other song on that album is like fucking amazing.
It's just solid.
It's every other though.
Yeah,
it's not all of
them. Every
other
view.
No, we're talking about Oasis. Not Incubus.
It came out first on tape.
That's solid.
That's why if you listen to it like album, it's got shit songs outside B. That was a song on side B.
Yeah, true. Side A, side B. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I think
I'm
about 30 seconds behind.
Yeah, you're like,
Oasis, like they tried to make them like the new Beatles. Oh, this is gonna be the new Beatles.
Yeah, they were supposed to be the new
then
Beatles.
Then it was like, come on, brother, put your dukes up. We cannot get along.
No, they were like, maybe.
No, that's why they did work though, wasn't it?
That was the song they were playing.
Gallagher's,
maybe
they couldn't get along.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they could. Yeah, they were. Yeah, they couldn't stand each other.
It's tough to do.
It's like hard to work together.
It's hard to do.
Hard to work with family.
Yeah, what's your...
You get along with your brother?
No, I'm just talking about like being like in a band and like...
Around each other on tour and stuff?
All the time, yeah.
Because I remember like...
No shitting
if
on the bus.
If we would do like a Friday, like down at Orange Beach and then turn around and play Orange Beach again, like two shows Saturday... And I remember the way back, on the way back, dude, you didn't have a damn thing to say to each other. You know? You just look
comfortable
at
silence, like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yep, we got 6 hours on the road here.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to
hear stomachs blood. Growling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of stomachs growling, though. I'll probably get some shade here in the comments, I'm sure. But anyway, I had probably the best steak I had in my life this past week. And y'all might... This dude apparently has done it a million times and I ain't ever heard of it.
Oh, Hickory?
No.
No.
I fucking made it at home in the air fryer. A fucking steak in the air fryer.
What I've been doing this shit for over a year. It's the lazy man's way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fucking... Chops. It's I've a hack. No, this motherfucker was delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the kicker. I put it in fucking frozen.
That's wild. There's a
Taco Bell across the street.
I'm telling you, though. No. A fucking 16-ounce ribeye frozen in an air fryer, 400 degrees for about 9-10 minutes on each side. Fucking delicious.
Do this.
I ain't never gonna do it any other way, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm sorry. I had to put that out there. That was fucking amazing.
I'm halfway like hoping that a grocery store is open.
And maybe Kroger should be open. I could buy one pretty late.
I could buy one tonight and like take it home to the air fryer. Like, you got me thinking about this.
Motherfuckers, I mean, the crust on that bitch is so fucking amazing. It's like, oh.
I said inside, is it like medium?
Oh, it depends on, you know. It depends if you like it medium rare, medium, or well. Well is fucking retarded, but even if it was well, it's pretty fucking.
What up, Tony?
I mean, I don't trust these cows anymore, so I'm thinking about starting to eat steaks well done. Cause
going on that carnivore diet.
Yeah, because it's like. I don't really trust the meat.
You don't trust the
air fryer. It's gonna be fucking. It's
you might as well give
fuck.
In to Bill.
I ain't gonna lie.
You can't ruin. You drinking plastics?
He
said death to plastic
death
over here.
Over here, brother.
You drinking tin?
That's fine.
Aluminum.
Illuminati.
I quit drinking energy drinks because I found out like most of them, with the exception of Bang. Yeah. They all got human fecal matter in them inside.
Delicious human fecal matter.
Mm. Yeah, they got shit in them.
Does it give you a warning?
No, it's just
only ingredients.
This got
doo-doo in it, yo.
It's plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
That one may not. Is that C4? I'm talking about like Monster, Red Bull, Rain.
He's got some Ghost over here.
Oh, Ghost. I think Ghost is cool. That's pre-workout.
He ghosting it out.
Yeah, carotene.
Yeah, get your brain.
I'm gonna do like 10 push-ups tonight.
Yeah. 10 and a half.
So I was like,
"Y'all do push-ups, can't you?"
Yeah.
I just had this truck driver's like, "Man, I did like 10 push-ups or certain kind of push-ups. We got a bug action. We got some bug action."
That's what I heard. Action.
He's like, "I did. I got to the second step of my porch. I did some push-ups. Can you do a push-up?" I was like, "Dude, man, I probably drop down and do about 30 right now."
Yeah. Oh, fuck no. I ain't.
I'm going to be like, "You got to do little bitch push-ups and you can barely do them."
What are we talking? Pull-ups?
No, push-ups. Pull-ups?
Hell no.
Maybe do one.
Shit.
They could be ISIS in here with guns on my family's head like, "You got to do 3 pull-ups."
I wish I could pull my fucking fat ass up with my hands.
Remember 6th grade? The physical activity.
I weighed about
70 pounds.
I remember getting one and it was because I jumped.
I got that was it. I got this
teacher
a bunch.
Yeah.
And then like this.
I could probably do about 3 push pops.
Yeah, I was more into the push pops than the push ups.
not the pull ups, it's the push pop. Yeah. Well, what else we got going on here?
Dude,
what we got?
I watched.
Your Mike Tyson fight got canceled.
Of course.
I thought it was canceled. Rescheduled. November.
Rescheduled. I don't know if it's gonna happen, dude. He's old.
Yeah.
He got an ulcer.
He gonna go about it though.
Shit, he beat the shit out of him, dude.
What about
what's the incentive? You think he's broke?
Mike Tyson?
If he was broke, he'd
be like, "Yeah, we're gonna do this shit."
No, he's got a successful cannabis business. Dude.
Yeah, He got them. Yeah. He got them edibles. They're like little ears.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good marketing.
He does.
Yeah. Well, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about why he would be like even entertaining it. Like I would. I've been like, who? Jake who? You know?
Yeah. Who is this kid?
He did talk mad trash at the press conference. He's like, you fat.
Yeah, he said, you fat. No.
You fat.
You dude. Fat.
You need to be training. When you going to start training, you're fat.
I'm fat.
Do you think fat, really?
Now, he is kind of chunky.
He's a big boy, old Jake. He's not as big as Miss Alabama.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Didn't see
yowza.
That one.
Cow.
Man.
Look like Kool-Aid, man.
She did have a pretty red dress on her bed sheet.
Good Lord. Lord have mercy.
Y'all have gotten to show me this tarp.
Man. All
right,
John get excited over here.
Yeah, I mean, you know. All right,
man.
Yeah.
She looked like three of everybody standing around
man.
Her.
Man. Wow. I'm talking about, like, why? She probably good runner for Miss Universe. How big she was, shit. But not Miss Alabama. I mean, shit. She looked like Miss Texas. Shit. Anyway.
Oh, I'm trying to find it.
Trying to find it. Yeah, you got everybody. Oh. Everybody getting the Google box out.
I ain't Google's. Planet X.
There it is. Bam.
Can't miss her. Jesus.
She looked hot. Move over, Sydney Sweeney.
She got all that.
What did she do that was so damn special?
That.
She cooked good.
Obviously.
Should have her.
The talent show. She was like, I made pork chops and.
You definitely don't get that size gardening.
Yeah, I don't know.
She called a casserole appetizer.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about the tarp?
We got that.
It's stressing itself out over
like
there.
Like she rolled around in a movie theater.
Like, what the hell is...
I mean...
Yeah, this is not serious.
Wow.
It's not?
Yeah, I mean...
No, for real.
I fact checked it.
That's
I'm like,
real.
That's real.
Yeah.
It's just it feels like it's not.
Yeah. But like, hey.
So...
I mean...
What's wrong with the pink dress chick?
She didn't win.
I guess we had to...
any of them, really.
Yeah, anybody else. Like, give her honorable mention or something.
I don't know why Alabama's doing that. We're promoting unhealthy.
Yeah, she need to put down the little Debbies.
I guess the little kids, they try to get little kids to look up there.
Don't feel bad for being fat.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I'm all about people being you know, comfortable in their body and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm fat,
body
but
positivity.
Shit, you know.
This is Walmart Rascal Scooter.
This is a beauty pageant.
She might have a point.
Yeah.
I mean.
I tell you what.
I don't know.
Five girls up there.
Any.
That
any.
One on the left. Smash.
Flashing fast. Oh my God.
She's 14, man. That's
God damn, that girl's that big at 14. Shit.
I'm picking the one in white.
One in white.
Let's see.
She's got a little Scarlett Johansson in her.
Little John.
I'm picking red because she can cook.
I'd probably do the blue, man.
You'd probably do Miss Marilyn.
Smoking.
I love Al knows everything. Secreted. Let's go find Miss Marilyn. Probably gotta go up.
Here we go.
Jesus.
Oh.
How that? They gotta do some kind of physical activity or something.
They probably had
she must have a sing or something.
They probably had a swimsuit.
Oh no.
It was a onesie.
I'm gonna turn it down. Would you smash?
Where are we at?
That's Miss Marilyn.
Yeah.
I'll Google it.
He's like, I can't see.
Stop moving, bitch. Sorry, ma'am.
Nothing derogative there.
This is a term of endearment.
That she's a him.
It's a shim. It happens.
It happens.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm standing with that.
Bertha's looking good, huh?
No, hell no.
Hey, don't let them get out of here without my new segment.
Your new segment?
Yeah, watch I got out. A segment.
Uh-oh.
New segment.
What's new in the movies?
Dude, I got some right here.
Go for it.
A group of psychiatrists studied 400 movies and identified 126 psychopathic characters. You know who they choose as most accurate as a movie psycho?
Who's that?
The guy from No Country for Old
Men. Oh, boy, it's done got on the same algorithm. The dude from No Country for Old Men, they are saying, is like the most accurate portrayal of a sociopath. Yeah.
Remember the opening scene? Yeah,
he was pretty
open. Opening scene.
What is that?
What, the movie?
Hold still.
Oh, yeah.
That dude didn't do shit to him.
Nope. That's amazing. Chelsea Handler's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She told 50 Cent.
When is he, like, last time?
What did he, what did she say to him?
I couldn't find a timestamp, dude.
I thought this was 4 years ago she did that. When 50 was talking about, dude gonna text the hell out of us. What you got, Webb? You got your Eli Roth hostile series going?
I do, yeah. Eli Roth has been...
He's gonna have a
hostile
series.
The hostile series going. Sorry, John.
Paul Giamatti. Starring Paul Giamatti.
He was over there doing the I got to shit my pants dance over there.
No, it's like my balls is all fucked up in my underwear.
That's completely understandable.
That sounds like a perfect time to tell you about our new sponsors.
That happens.
Go ahead about your horror.
No, it's just
He had a hostile series coming out, produced by Eli Roth, starring Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
Pretty good actor.
Are y'all interested in the director's cut of Midsommar?
No.
Midsommar. I got to put that. I know. Oh, God. John will not like Midsommar.
Summer.
Summer.
God, it's so fucking slow.
It's good, though. It's a...
I just can't. If I watch something that damn slow,
I can understand that.
Yeah, it's a little slow, but you gotta. Once you get into it, it's
I can understand you hating that because I'm like, I like a little weird shit. I can understand how people hate Midsommar.
You gotta really be dedicated into it.
You know when it escalated.
When it escalated, when the elders had to jump off.
Yeah.
And then you started...
Whenever that happened, when it went splat, it was like, oh, shit.
And then you started paying attention to all the artwork. That dude landed funny. And you could kind of begin to see how this is going to go. Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, man, I love little Easter eggs like that.
Yeah.
There's a...
I wanted our setting at the beginning to be an Easter egg, but you had to let the cat out of the bag.
The man that did a bong rip in the sphere...
Do what?
The man that did a bong rip in the sphere during the fish residency.
Oh, yeah.
Got banned from every Madison Square Garden venue.
Did you say he did a boner in the sphere?
A bong rip.
Bong rip.
I thought he drew a boner.
Yeah. How did they identify him?
Oh, he wasn't trying to hide.
He was like, I did this.
He was standing there, had the bong in his hand, and he's like...
He was a dragon.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a fish trait.
Well, I'm sure they had people like doing, you know, nitrous and shit and all that.
There's a story of a time, I think it was fish at MSU, that one of the fans, over the period of their concert, 2 hours or however long it was, that he was taken off in handcuffs 3 times and kept coming back. And was just... carry on with whatever he was doing.
I see that, yeah. That's cool.
So, I mean, there is a reputation, I guess.
But yeah, every Madison Square Garden event, or venue.
That's a bit much.
So that's all the big venues.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, okay, I'll see Nickelback one day.
They played South Haven recently.
Oh my God, yeah.
They could play in his front yard and I still leave.
Yeah, I would go to the back. I'd be like,
can y'all turn it down a little bit? I'm trying to sleep.
Never again.
Can y'all just play and let that dude not sing?
Call your name. You're a son of a bullet.
It's not bad.
Did you see the IMDb Tarantino movie ranking?
I did.
I'm curious to hear the lineup.
I did. I was actually very surprised at what the bottom was.
Can I guess?
I ain't. I disagree.
But,
all right, Al. You know. Try to guess number one. Let's go down.
I wanted to work on.
You want to go the other way?
Start at the best.
You want to start wherever? You want to start the worst?
Bottom or top?
I'll start at the best.
All right. Top.
Yeah, I think it'd be easier if you start at the best.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time?
No, dude.
Django.
No, you're going to have to go back in the roots.
Like way that, way back.
Is it like Pulp Fiction?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a gimme. All right, number two.
I'm just thinking about my favorites.
Yeah, you thinking about your favorites? This is the IMDb ranking. Yeah. Not the,
oh, the ranking?
Yeah, this is the IMDb, Internet Movie Database. This is like people like me getting on there. It's like, I'm a nerd. Let me rank this movie. Kind of stuff, yeah. I'll rank it 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, Kill Bill.
No, it's my favorite one. My favorite Tarantino.
I thought you really knew me.
My favorite Pulp Fiction.
Well, that was one.
That was one. Yeah. Where were you? Over
two
there?
Is my favorite.
Watching
just trying to give that hint.
Hateful Eight.
Oh, Django!
Jangly.
Jangling.
Django!
The Django! Number three.
Glorious Bastards.
Yes. Can you say your... Margarita. Margarita. I like when you used to do that. Let's bring it back.
Margarita.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
All right, number four. We're going back to the old school.
Some Reservoir Dogs.
Bing.
Really?
Nice. I like Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, that might be my favorite.
I thought that was fucking amazing. It was great.
Yeah, that might be my favorite.
Yeah.
He coming out swinging at Tarantino.
Yeah.
That was number one.
That was all over the place. But
five and six.
Kill Bills.
Yeah.
1, 2. 7.
The one
I watched the least.
The one about the cabin.
Jacket.
Yep.
The old Hateful Eight there.
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight.
I liked it a lot. It's like in my tops.
Eight may be Al's favorite.
Once Upon a Time.
Yep, Once Upon a Time.
Yep.
Nine. People say it's their worst.
It's the car.
Jackie Brown.
No.
Jackie Brown.
And 10, Webb's favorite.
Why?
People, I
Death
know,
Proof.
Dude.
My God.
Dude.
It was fucking amazing.
Dude,
she had a leg.
You know it's 10, it's last. It's Tarantino, though. That's how balling Tarantino is.
Yeah.
It's still a 7.0 on IMDb.
Still a 7.0, and it's the last. I mean, it's still fucking great, but still, you know. I saw a quote where Tarantino said, he's like, yeah, it might not be the greatest, but people like it.
You know, if I had to watch right now, I would rather watch Death Proof over Jackie Brown, Hateful Eight, Kill Bill, Reservoir. Oh man, dude,
you shut your whole mouth about Reservoir.
And Reservoir Dogs is gangster. That's like,
to be honest with you,
that's old school.
Death Proof is really easy for me to watch. You know what's crazy? When they said we bought a, what was that magazine they found in that gas station? The second part
was a Allure or a
from Perry.
Yeah, it was something it was
in
like something
Lebanon,
like
Tennessee.
Yeah,
and my youngest brother was playing college baseball in Lebanon, Tennessee at the time. I was like, "Holy shit! Hey, man, guess what? I'm watching Death Proof right now, and they're buying a car where you're at
right now. Go see him.
Like, he didn't make up a town in Tennessee. He's like, there's a Lebanon. That's where the first Cracker Barrel is, by the way.
Yeah, that's where it's at. But Death Proof, yeah. That's my top.
Oh, Alan, you see the Fauci trial? Your boy Fauci. Get your Fauci ouchies. You see that dude making faces behind him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. He's like, puppy, I'm sad. Oh, Fauci.
He was talking about the Beagles.
Yeah. I was telling my aunts about that. It's like, please don't describe it. Please don't describe what they did. It's pretty cruel. Most people don't know about that. Do you know about that?
What?
Somebody's doing experimental medical tests on beagles.
Beagle puppies.
Though. Yeah.
He would entrap their head in a container and let flesh-eating flies in there for research.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
But everybody dunks on Beagle always Michael forgive Vick.
You. Beagle always forgive you. So they survive.
It depends on who you are. Michael Vick.
He's the science.
I am the science. I want you to buy my AIDS drugs in the 80s.
Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club. He's the bad guy in that movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm the bad guy. When I walk in a room, everybody points their finger and says, "There's the bad guy." Scarface.
That sounded more like them.
I know. It's Fauci, dude. It's Fauci doing Scarface.
Yeah.
Coming to Broadway. Mark Duplass announces. Creep 3 may be coming back. Do you like creeps, John?
Yes.
They're uncomfortable.
Yeah, they make you.
Do you really like your peach fuzz? That's the name of the wolf mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't watched that in such a.
Creep is pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't even like 2.
Yeah.
Golly. Oh, Hillary off Fresh Prince was underrated hot. I just
grossed out. I still think about the damn Poughkeepsie tapes.
Oh, man. Don't nobody know about that. That's a disturbing movie. Did anybody watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
No.
It's supposed to be messed up. I tried. Well.
It sucks.
It's about a woman stalker. She's suing them for $170 million. Because that right there just hits it on the head.
I thought that was about the kid that was born with antlers.
No, that's something
that's
else.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally different, shit. Dude.
Totally different.
Proven by me.
What are you talking about?
No, as soon as I was getting ready to watch The Roast of Tom Brady, my Netflix fucking went out.
Dude, you know it's going to be.
I don't pay for it, but yeah.
College football next year is going to end on January 20th because it's a new playoff, by the way.
It's going to be longer than regular season.
I mean, they got 12-team playoffs, so it's got to go longer.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get them flowers. That's a new segment.
Flowers.
Give them their flowers, Cobb.
Give them their flowers.
Give them some flowers.
Patty Gasso, come up here and get your flowers. Softball. Oklahoma University softball. Four-peat. Four-peat. Does any sports team ever did that? Four-peat.
I think so.
Four national championships in a row. Patty Gasso. We got Nick Saban. We got Bill Belichick. We got Phil Jackson. These are GOATs. It's time to put some Patty Gasso in there. 8th national championship, 4 in a row, running the game.
Flowers.
Give your flowers. And another little flower. Pat Sajak. Congratulations. Enjoy your retirement, buddy.
Good job.
What was it, 43 years of Wheel of Fortune?
You missed that shit.
Yeah.
Man.
He's gone.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt. I don't know what that's about. It's just a game of Wheel of Fortune.
Right in the butt.
Oh, yeah. Right in the butt. Did you see that? About that?
That puzzle, it didn't
I
look...
I had that.
Oh, yeah, I did last see episode. That shit. Yes.
We didn't... I had that in my notes the last episode, dude, and forgot
right,
it.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt.
Like, and that girl next to him was like
what?
What?
I don't think that's it.
It's like... That's what I saw.
What was it?
You mean to tell me you don't see that? It's right there. I can't remember what it actually was. Something in the birch.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like something completely different. Like any, like the words that you imagine.
Right wouldn't like, even... It was,
no, it wasn't even right.
You spelling that R-I-T-E?
Yeah. I was like, okay. Right in the butt.
Boom, right in the kisser.
It was like,
why?
I don't remember what it was. Ride in the.
Right, what do you think about it? It was like.
No, I'm saying ride.
Ride.
I swear there was something I was going to say, but I cannot fucking remember. So my goddamn mind.
All right, everybody good?
Yeah.
Peace.
There it is, guys. Here we go. Twist his dick.
Serious new sign off. Twist the dick.
Twist his dick. The old dick twist.
Webb signing off with a twist in the dick.
Woo!
Minky Couture has been donating blankets to NICUs across the country. Owner Sandy Henry's grandson was born at 30 weeks, and she placed a mini blanket in her grandson's incubator. We want to help other NICU families with the Heart of Minky program. For every adult-sized blanket purchased, Minky Couture will donate a mini-sized blanket to NICUs across the nation. Thanks to you, we can fulfill our dream to blanket the world.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.